December 8th at 11 a.m. And last but not least, 1188, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Fremont Pump Station upgrade, project number E105434, for an estimated construction cost of $1,440,000.
Commissioner Fish.
We're joined today, Mayor, by Paul Sudo, BES engineer, and Brenda Sherwood, BES engineer. And Carla will help you get the PowerPoint teed up. Some brief talking points. The Fremont Pump Station conveys sewage to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant and is located on Northeast Fremont Drive near Northeast 89th Avenue. Built in 1969, the pump station requires an upgrade to improve reliability and to accommodate future flows. I love these euphemisms. The upgrade will protect public health, water quality, and our environment. And I'm going to turn it over to Paul and Brenda for a very brief presentation.
For the record, I'm Paul Sudo, Principal Engineer of BES.
And I'm Brenda Sherwood, Project Manager for BES.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and members of the Council. The Fremont Pump Station upgrade is a project in the Bureau's ongoing pump station improvement program, whereas Commissioner Fish had mentioned we have about 99 pump stations that we operate and maintain. So we work through about 8 to 10 pump stations per year being in design or construction. So now I'll turn it over to Brenda to give the details of this project.
Hello, Council.
Morning.
So the Fremont Pump Station is located at 2777 Northeast Fremont Drive. It is in the central northeast neighborhood of the Madison South Neighborhood Association. The property is located on BES property that is adjacent to a BES stormwater facility that's kind of outlined in blue there on the slide by the star. So the project objectives are basically to improve the population reliability, the safety and ease of maintenance, replace obsolete mechanical electrical equipment, and resolve a pump clogging issue. As you can see from the photos at the bottom, on the left is an obsolete emergency generator, and in the center is one of the clogging problems where they've had to remove rags and flushable wipes, and on the right is one of the obsolete pumps. So the pump station was constructed in 69. It was upgraded in 1995 with three pumps. The pumps were clogging once to twice a week, which was requiring significant manpower to declog. And our pump stations are typically upgraded every 25 years, which means this one's right on schedule, bumped up a little bit because of the pump clogging issue that has been manifesting. So we did do a pilot project in 2014 where we replaced one of the existing pumps with a new hydrostall screw centrifugal pump, which has a different type of impeller that is able to move the stringy materials along without clogging. Since we've installed that pump, we've had no further cloggings, and our flow analysis was completed and agreed that the pump capacity is within the design. So this pump replacement project is also going to replace all the electrical and instrumentation equipment, the emergency generator, and we're also adding a flow meter for reliability and noise dampening equipment for the emergency generator and some odor treatment to the wet well air handling system. So the project construction schedule, basically we're planning to advertise for construction bids in next month in December with a bid opening in January to begin construction and issue notice to complete to proceed in May for a year-long construction process to be completed by the end of June of 2019. Estimated construction cost is $1,440,000. Total estimated project cost to date for the design phase, $452,000. Advertised phase, $27,000. Construction phase, including internal costs, is $1,992,000. And the startup closeout, $39,000. This comes to a total estimated project cost of $2,510,000.
Okay, go ahead and get
So our recommendation is to authorize this solicitation contract award to the lowest responsible bidder for the Fremont Pump Station.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Commissioner Fritz.
It's my understanding that a lot of this clogging is happening because of the flushable wipes, the so-called flushable
Correct.
Wipes. So maybe could you include that in information to people? I remember when I did a tour of the wastewater treatment plant, there was a lot of the cotton swab things that people think you can just flush and they magically disappear, but in fact they then have to be strained out. So would you like us to do a little public service announcement as to what things people should flush and what they should not?
Yeah, we did. For one thing, the Bureau does do a lot of public service announcements on this. We include inserts into the billings and have it on our website. But for the purposes of today, I think we did have something kind of noted here that in general, what we'll say is that these flushable wipes they can technically be flushed down your toilet, but they're going to plug up the pipes downstream as they work their way through. And it's not just a problem within the city of Portland, but in other areas around the country. So as Brenda mentioned, we saw an average of about 12 hours per week of maintenance just to unplug these. So I guess the public service announcement would be don't flush your flushable wipes. Please put them in the garbage so we can reduce our maintenance in the collection system.
Thank you, because $1.4 million is a lot of money because people were just basically throwing things in that they shouldn't, right? And I would suggest that many of us now automatically deposits on our bills, so we don't get those bills anymore. And I don't, maybe shock, but I don't always go to your website to find out what else is going on there. So I know the curbsider sometimes has information. You know, I think many people will do the right thing if they know what it is. And so when it says flushable, they would think it was, but the answer is it's not. So if you're watching this at home, please tell your neighbors.
Maybe we should add flushable wipes to our 2018 legislative agenda.
We always go right to the flushing, right before the every week. I don't know how we do this. How do we orchestrate
it? It's almost 12. This is the potty talk.
Yeah, it's like flushing your good taxpayer money.
People flush a lot of things into the system that they really shouldn't, and we'll continue to remind them, but there's a rule of common sense, and the stuff that clogs your toilet generally clogs our pump stations. And if people would be a little more considerate, we would not be having to do these unnecessary upgrades.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. We are adjourned until 2 p.m. Thanks, everybody.